Hello and welcome to another installment of the MSARN podcast series titled, I'm Just an Ambulance Driver. Today, we go across the pond and look at workplace time limits in other countries, primarily those of the United Kingdom and those member states of the European Union. Recently, we interviewed Joe EMT and highlighted his work schedule, which included 75 hours of work per week with only 22 hours of reported sleep. Joe's schedule is emblematic of many hardworking EMTs and paramedics across the U.S. Our interview raised questions about allowable work hours and rest. Generally, most workers in the United States, but not all, can work multiple jobs, working 24 hours a day, or 7 days a week, or 365 days a year, without any restrictions. Although employers are required by the Fair Labor Standards Act to financially compensate workers who exceed 40 hours of work per week, there is no limit on the number of hours an employee can work. Unless an employee works in an industry such as aviation, long-distance truck driving, shipping, or as a railroad conductor or medical resident, employees can work multiple hours at multiple jobs unless contractually prohibited. However, in United Kingdom and European Union member states, work hours are limited by the Working Time Directive. In a recent phone interview with Tracy Webb of the Department for Business, Innovation, and Skills in London, England, we sought to improve our understanding of the Working Time Directive and how it may impact EMS workers. Ms. Webb had the following information about the Working Time Directive.
Piece of legislation that is founded on health and safety. So the rationale for its existence is to protect the health and safety of the worker. It's looking at the amount of hours that one can work and subsequently the amount of rest that they need to have as well.
We asked Ms. Webb to explain some of the specifics about the Working Time Directive as it is in the United Kingdom.
In the United Kingdom, the Working Time Directive says that a worker can work a maximum of 48 hours a week, and that worker must also rest a minimum of 11 hours per 24-hour period. Additionally, workers must have a further rest. They must have a period of 24 hours per week, or that can be spread over 2 weeks, so 48 hours over 2 weeks. So that will mean that a worker can't actually work for more than 12 consecutive days.
Workers who wish to work beyond the 48-hour time limit can choose to opt out, but Ms. Webb states that there are rules that must be followed in order for workers to opt out.
Only an individual can sign that. It can't be done as a sector. It can't be done without the individual's consent, and they can't be forced to do it.
A worker, and this includes healthcare professionals, can choose to work more than 48 hours a week, and we call this the ability to opt out. It's the employee or worker, not the employer, that chooses to opt out. An employer can't force an employee to opt out. And even if they want to, a worker can't opt out of the rest periods. It's only the 48-hour working week that they can opt out of.
Additionally, we asked Ms. Webb, what were some previous concerns about working hours that led to the creation of the Working Time Directive? We also wanted to learn how the Working Time Directive directly benefits the workers in the United Kingdom.
One concern is the number of hours of rest a worker gets in a 24-hour period. They must get their 11 hours. And so a worker, even though they can opt out of the 48-hour working week, they can't opt out of that 11-hour rest period.
Listeners to this podcast can view a sample Working Time Directive schedule available as a link in the podcast links page on the MSARN website. This schedule is typical of what many UK workers may work, both following the Working Time Directive and those who have opted out. The Working Time Directive also has provisions in place for physicians, nurses, and other workers that would be on call due to their occupation. Ms. Webb explains.
On-call time in the workplace should count as work and therefore count towards that 48-hour maximum. So that hugely restricted situations, again, for doctors, for example, that were on-call in the workplace but could quite possibly be asleep. That would, even if it was an inactive time, it would still count as work.
This legislation was developed to ensure the health and safety of workers, not just in the United Kingdom, but across Europe. Protecting the health and safety of today's emergency response personnel globally is equally as important. Is having EMTs and paramedics working long hours beneficial to general health and safety? Watch for more on the topics of sleep and fatigue from MSARN as we help to determine these answers. To learn more about the European Union's Working Time Directive, visit the EU website through the links provided on the podcast links page at msarn.org. To learn more about MSARN or to leave feedback on our podcast, log on to www.msarn.org. For MSARN, my name's Charlie Warner, and I'm just an ambulance driver. Thank you, and good day.